Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike McCarthy brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company on DFW. Look at that.
There we go.
They revved it up for Coach. As soon as they heard the intro, they turned on the fire truck. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Oh, doing great. So you're actually at the firehouse. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We remember last year you gave the firehouse the shout-out with the firefighters, and we continue go ahead and play that on the station. So we're happy to have you back on. Man, awesome performance week one, Coach. A lot of noise around here, as you know, a lot of distractions. What did it say to you about your team that y'all went out and handled business like that and on the road against a really quality football team?
Well, definitely is. Yeah, you know, that first road win is always so important. Definitely right out the gate in week one. But great environment to play in. I know our guys really enjoyed it. But you know, I think like a lot of things. We had a really good camp, hit our targets, had a nice week of preparation going into it. But you know, it's good to win and still have a lot to work on. So, and that's what we've been really harping on this week is cleaning up the details because you know we still have a lot of growth in front of us.
Coach, I wanted to ask you a question connected to the Tua story last night. I know a lot of times you don't get to watch those games, but Tua suffered another concussion. What has been y'all's players' response to the Guardian caps and wearing those in games? How did the players receive that?
Receiving in games, haven't had a lot of conversation about in games, but I know our players favor them. I think it's like anything new. There's an adjustment period, and you've seen that the last, 2 years. But you're seeing guys, more and more guys wear them now. As far as in games, I think that the only, real conversations that I've been a part of is the new helmets that are out there. So a lot of guys are considering that because of their level of protection.
Bill Belichick said he's more interested in kind of even seeing his team in week two versus week one. And Dak yesterday was saying he sees a lot of times the most improvement from week one to week two with a football team. Do you agree with that, Coach? And why is that big leap a lot of times from week one to two?
Yeah, it's definitely a metric that's supported. And I think just like anything, I think in today's era, of training camp and how it's handled and truly not, taking the field as a full team until week one. So there's always that opportunity of, okay, hey, we've taken our first step. So we now, clearly know where we are and who we are and you definitely have a chance to build off of it because, until you get out there and go a full four quarters in live action, it's really not the same. You try to simulate it in training camp, and then obviously with the preseason games laid out the way they are, it's definitely has a here we go moment to it.
Is it the communication offensively that generally that you find is has the biggest jump, or what is it?
Well, I think you can go all the way through. I mean, you can talk about your communication, your boundary communication, your pace operation, the on the field communication, all those things, the coaching headset interaction, but you do have it throughout the preseason. So I think the communication challenge all the way through you have a chance to improve on because anytime you line up, you have a chance to evaluate, correct, and apply. And then the fundamentals, I think if you watch around the league, just the fundamentals are something that you're really, really going to emphasize more than ever in September, because, you know, it's the time that you have leading into it.
Coach, you talked to, you know, there's been a lot of discussion during the offseason about the running game and what that would look like and how the carry breakdown would look like. How do you feel like you guys handled that in week one? And is that similar to the way you would like that workload to look moving forward, or do you anticipate some tweaks?
Well, I think the biggest thing in week one was the run attempts in the second half. I think it would have painted a better picture of what the, you know, what the plan was throughout the game. But I thought the first half we were rotating the way I envisioned it. I would have liked to deuce more opportunities. But then, you know, this week's a different game plan. There's different things you're emphasizing, you know, both schematically and personnel, personnel wise. And then, you know, and we'll see how this sorts out.
Mike McCarthy joining us here, 105 Through the Fan. So when you're up in a game like you were in the second half last week. And their offense clearly was not able to get anything going for the most part throughout that game. Does you change how you call the game kind of based on what the other team's offense is doing? And is that kind of what happened in the second half? Because the offense did stall out a little bit.
Well, our challenge on the offense was the fight. You know, we had five third downs, you know, obviously with Terps return. So we had less series, you know, in the second half. But our biggest correction was, you know, it was the five third downs. I mean, three of them were, you know, plays that we felt were clearly in position to execute. We just, you know, whether it was the mechanics of the protection or, you know, it was something that, you know, we could do better fundamentally. So that was the biggest thing for us offensively, because, you know, I definitely would have liked to got another score there in the third quarter and to really put the game out of reach even further. But, you know, and I think, like anything, you see it all the time. If you don't take that opportunity there, when you have someone on the ropes, you know, then their offense can, you know, try to scrape and fight back, get in the game. And, you know, and they had some long series against our defense there when we were playing more of a, you know, I don't like the word prevent, but a more of a shell defense.
Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Coach, there was a lot of discussion, obviously, about the two young offensive linemen heading this game, Cooper Beebe and Tyler Guyton. How did they grade out for you, and what would you like to see them continue to improve upon this week?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, get ready to for the challenge that's in front of them. I think just like anything, now that they've played, you know, their videos on film, you're playing another, you know, a very good defensive line, defensive front. This is a very experienced front, but you know they play differently, you know, from a technical standpoint. So they're both going to be really challenged this week, and I just want to, you know, see them build off what they accomplished last week.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, you know, there's obviously been a lot of discussion about the New Orleans situation and all the weather that they've been dealing with the, you know, the hurricane making landfall. You spent a lot of time there in New Orleans in that city. Just kind of your thoughts for them and that community this week as they prepare for a football game.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, in my thoughts and prayers, I think any time you have a chance to be part of a community and, you know, you deal with the hurricane situation there, I mean, it's, you know, it affects everybody. So, you know, at home and at work. Hopefully everybody pulls through cleanly. It's definitely a challenge.
Coach, one of the things that really has jumped out about your fantastic regular season record is handling the business that Vegas says that you guys are supposed to handle. When you guys are expected to win or you guys are a favorite, and a lot of times, you know, that doesn't happen in the NFL. Just look at week one again. What is your secret sauce to getting guys up for games that maybe are not as hype? Because Michael Lombardi told us anyone can get up for the playoff games, but how do you get your guys to handle business and get up for maybe the games that everyone thinks you're supposed to win, which you guys have done a great job of over the years?
I think it really points to our locker room and the consistency in our process. I think you have to, you know, so much of what we do in season, there's a flow and a, you know, and a detailed scheduling, you know, focus on it that you have to get the efficiency of your play on the field as high as you can. And I think everything leading up to that, you know, helps that and supports that. So I think we do have a good process. You know, it's just like any program that you're building as a head coach. It may take a little longer than you want in the beginning, but it's something that, you know, we have in place here. And then ultimately, is our guys emotionally, you know, able to get up at a high level week in and week out, and we know, you know, everybody, we're going to get everybody's best shot too. So it's something that we keep at the forefront of our thinking and our prep plan.
You could argue that the Saints had the most impressive win in week one. What jumped off the tape in their game against Carolina?
Really good football team, you know, all the way through. You watch the study, you know, into last week and early this week, you know, we felt that the challenge is definitely going to be there in all three areas. So, obviously the point production, but you could really see it at the end of last year. You know, you look at their numbers from last year and the way they came out the gate against Carolina. So this is a playoff caliber football team we're playing.
Does it help you in the prep that they won in such convincing fashion that the message can be relayed, hey, you definitely can't take a week off because of the scoreboard that they put up last week?
I mean, the true reality in our game, you never have a week off. So, yeah, that's not even part of the thought process or even been entertained. So, they're coming in here and feeling good about themselves, you know, feeling confident. You know, we're obviously confident, but you know, we know we want to improve this week. We're playing at home; it's our home opener, so a lot of energy going to be in the building on Sunday.
Yeah, it is. What kind of challenges does Kamara present? I mean, he seemed like he saw the fountain of youth last week.
Well, definitely, no. He's a weapon. I mean, he's very detailed in his run courses and so forth. But you know, one thing you've always respected from when he hits the second level, he can take it to the end zone. So, he's big time player.
Coach, how has Jake Ferguson progressed throughout this week and where you guys view him heading into Sunday?
He's doing well. I did a little more yesterday, so we'll see how he feels this morning and set a plan. But, he's getting close.
Coach, also, you know, you're going up against Dennis Allen this week in the Saints, which is obviously one of the, you know, Dennis Allen, one of the more revered defensive minds in the NFL. What kind of an adversary is he in terms of just the chess match that goes into preparing for a football game?
A very good chess match. Does a lot. He's multiple coverage defense. Has some really good pressure packages. So similar to some of the things Mike Zimmer does here. So he schematically is a big challenge.
Overshown is getting a ton of love, both from Micah, the fans, all of us, not just for the personality, but some of those plays that he made in week one. How do you feel about the linebacking group overall and what DeMarvion and other additions, Kendricks with a big first week, just how you feel about the linebacking group heading into week two?
Well, I think our linebacker room is excellent. You know, obviously we have some new faces in there, and it's great to have Demo back. I mean, I think everybody, you know, both on our team and in the eyes on the game saw what he's capable of doing, you know, with his impact plays. So it's just a really dynamic group. I just want to keep seeing them improve each week. So I think we've got a really good mix of veterans and young players there.
Coach, the average start on the kickoff, so you on the new rules, first game with the new rules, the average start when you guys kicked it off, I think it was around the 27-yard line. Going forward, you know, as we get more data on this, do you see just kicking it deep every time and just giving them the ball at the 30 versus the risk of the long return maybe the way to go?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is it's part of your game plan. We're obviously watching the analytics of it. You know, John Fossil is someone that's, you know, was part of the installation of the rules and the changes there, so at a high level. So we feel like, you know, we have a good grip on what it's capable of doing, but you definitely watch the trends of the decisions, and at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's still part of the game plan, you know, whether you're, you know, we're playing indoors this week at AT&T, so, you know, all those things kind of factor into your thinking.
Coach, thank you so much for the time, as always. Let's make it 2 for 2, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, thank you, man. Have a good weekend.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.